moving on in Maseches Megillah. We are up to Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. So we were discussing the concept of selling something that has lesser Kedusha in order to buy something that has more Kedusha, transforming something that has lesser Kedusha only for something that has more Kedusha, but not vice versa. And we had a Machlokas that we closed with last time as to whether you're allowed to sell a shul to turn a shul into a base medrash, and whether you're allowed to turn a base medrash into a shul. And we said that the halacha seems to be that you're allowed to turn a shul into a base medrash because a base medrash has more kedusha than a shul, but not a base medrash into a shul because a shul has less kedusha. Darsh bar kapara bar kapara toad. My dechsev. What does the pasuk mean when it says ve'yisuf es beis Hashem es beis Melech es kol bad Yerushalayim es kol base gadol saraf be'esh, that he burnt the house of Hashem, the house of the king, all the house of Yerushalayim, and every base gadol was burnt with fire. So what does that mean? What does each phrase over here mean? Base Hashem is the base hamikdash. The base Hashem, well, we know what that is. That's the base hamikdash. Base hamelech il platrin shel melech. A base hamelech, that's pretty easy. That's a palace. Ve'es kol bat Yerushalayim kimashma. The houses of Yerushalayim, that probably means the houses of Yerushalayim. Ve'es kol base gadol saraf be'esh. But when it says the base gadol burnt in fire, what's that about? What's the pasuk talking about when it is talking about when the Vizradan destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? So what else did he destroy? What's the base gadol? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuban Levi. So it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuban Levi. Chadam Ramakam Shemegadlin Bo Torah, V'chadam Ramakam Shemegadlin Bo Tefillah. One opinion says that it's called the base gadol, the place where they're Megadil Torah, where Torah is enlarged. And the other says that no, it's a place where Tefillah is enlarged. So obviously, the place of Megadlin Bo Torah is a base medrish. Place of Megadlin Bo Tefillah is a base Knesses. Mandi Amar Torah, the one that says that it's about Torah Duxiv, Hashem Chafetz L'ma'an Sitko, Yagdil Torah V'yadir. We see that Torah relates to Yagdil, something that becomes larger. Umandi Amar Tefillah, and the one that says that it relates to Tefillah Duxiv, because the pasuk says Saprana Hagdolos Asherasa Elisha. Look at, tell over the great things, the Gedolos that Elisha Navi did. And what did Elisha do? Elisha David, Barachmi David. Everything he did with tefillah. So you see that Gadol is a reference to tefillah. This time, Rabbi Shuban Levi Udamar Makom Shemegadlin B'Torah. Must be Rabbi Shuban Levi is the one that thinks that Gadol means Torah. Damar Rabbi Shuban Levi Beis Haknesses Mutar La'asos Beis Hamedrash, because Rabbi Shuban Levi says that you're allowed to turn a Beis Haknesses into a Beis Hamedrash. So it must be that he holds that Torah is paramount, is more kadosh than tefillah. So Shema Minah, the Gemara says yes. That's the end of that conversation. It must be Rabbi Shuban Levi who holds that the Bayis Gadol is a reference to a Beis Hamedrash, not a Beis Haknesses. Good, and that was the end of the first main point from Chavsayim Nominal that we mentioned yesterday, that we mentioned last time, whether the Beis HaKnesses can be turned into a Beis Medrash is dependent on how you translate Bayis Gadol. If the old Bayis Gadol means a Beis Medrash, then you're allowed to turn a Beis Knesses into a Beis Medrash, which is better, bigger, more important. But you're not allowed to turn a Beis Medrash into a Beis Knesses because that is a downgrade. The Mishnah went on to say that if you sell something that has higher Kedusha, you're not allowed to buy something that has lesser Kedusha. Like if you sell a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to buy regular Svarim. So you buy a Luhu. Can you sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new Sefer Torah? Given the Lamali Le Asr, do we say that it's Asr because you're not raising the level of Kedusha? You're buying something that has the same Kedusha. Or do we say, well, there's nowhere to go up to from the Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah is the most Kedusha anything could ever have. So since you have no option, there's nowhere to go but down or to something that has the same Kedusha, so you're allowed to buy something that has the same Kedusha. So the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas. In fact, we're going to have five proofs to this question of whether you're allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new Sefer Torah. Tashma, proof number one. Avol machru Torah le'yichlu svarim. It says in the Mishnah, when they sell the Sefer Torah, they're not allowed to buy other svarim. Svarim hu delo, ha-Torah b'Torah shapridami. Sounds like, yeah, you're not allowed to buy svarim, but you know what you are allowed to buy? Another Torah. So that seems to be a good proof. Says Gemara, nah, masnisin diavad, kikam b'ayla l'chadchila. The Mishnah just means to say, b'di'evet, if you already sold an old Sefer Torah, you're allowed to buy a new one. But our shaila is, are you allowed to sell it in the first place? So the Gemara says, let's try another raya. Tashma, raya number two. Golden Sefer Torah b'mitchos chumashim. You're allowed to wrap a Sefer Torah in that, in the things that you wrap chumashim in. V'chumashim b'mitchos mevi'im uksuvim. You're allowed to wrap chumashim in the things that you wrap neviim ksuvim in. Avalon neviim ksuvim b'mit b'chol chumashim lo chumashim b'mit b'chol sefer Torah. But you're not allowed to wrap neviim ksuvim with chumish wrappings, because that wrapping is designated for something that's more holy. You're not allowed to wrap chumashim with sefer Torah wrappings, because again, that wrapping is designated for something more holy. But katani mias golden sefer Torah b'mit b'chol chumashim. It says that you're allowed to wrap a sefer Torah in chumish wrappings, mit b'chol chumashim in mit b'chol Sefer Torah low. Sounds like, yeah, in Chumash wrappings, but not in other Sefer Torah wrappings. So just like it's considered to be a problem of the Kedusha Sefer Torah to use one Sefer Torah's wrappings for another Sefer Torah, so probably it's a problem to sell one Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah as well. There should be a raya that it's aser. So Gemara says, nah, not a good raya. Ema Sefer v'lo chumashim mitchol Sefer Torah. It also says you're not allowed to wrap chumashim with Sefer Torah wrappings, and since chumashim have less kedusha, haTorah b'Torah shapir dami. If you wanted to make a diuk, then you should be medayik the opposite, that you're allowed to wrap one Torah with the wrappings of another Torah. So then it would turn out that you have a proof the other way, that you're allowed to sell one Sefer Torah for the sake of another Sefer Torah. So it must be that we can't derive anything from that formulation of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, okay, let's try again. Tashma Raya number 3. Manichin Sefer Torah al Gabi Torah. You're allowed to put one Sefer Torah on top of another Torah. V'Torah al Gabi Chumash. And you're allowed to put a Sefer Torah on top of Chumash and Chumash al Gabi Nevi Muksuvim. You're allowed to put a Chumash on top of Sifrei Nach of a low Nevi Muksuvim al Gabi Chumash. You're not allowed to put Nevi Muksuvim on top of Chumash and V'lo Chumash al Gabi Torah. You're not allowed to put Chumashim on top of Torah. So you see clearly the Brisa says that even though putting something of less Kedusha on a Torah is Aser, still you're allowed to put one Torah on another Torah. So probably, just like you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to buy something of less Kedusha, but you should be allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah. Says Gemara, also not a good Raya. Hanacha Kamri, it's why you're talking about putting one thing on top of another. Shiny Hanacha Delo Efshar. No, what else are you going to do? There's no way to avoid it, of putting one Torah. Yeah, where are you going to fit everything? The only way to fit everything in the Aron Kodesh, or to put everything away, is to be able to put two things of equal Kedusha on top of each other. Can you imagine in Beis Medrash, if you can never put one Gemara on top of another Gemara, it would be impossible. You'd need a separate pile for everything. Dilote Ma'achi, Michrachechi Karchinam, because otherwise you would never even be allowed to roll a Sefer Torah. Vaka Yosef Dapa Achavrei, because after all, each page of the Sefer Torah, each portion of the parchment is sitting on top of the other portion of the parchment. Allocating the left shari, but obviously you're allowed to roll the Sefer Torah. You don't have to leave it totally unfurled, because there's no other possibility. That's the only way it could practically work. That's why it's mutter. Hachanami kiven de lef shashari. So here also, since there's no other way to do it, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, okay, let's try Raya number. I think this is number 4. Tashma. Dam Rabbi Bechanan Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Gamliel. Rabbi Bechanan Amar Rabbi Yochanan says name Rabbi Shum Ben Gamliel. Lo yim karadim sefer Torah yashan likach bal chadash. Person is not allowed to sell an old sefer Torah in order to buy a new sefer Torah with it. So you see directly it says that it's aser. Mar says no. Now in that case, it's not because of the Kedusha. It's because we're afraid the guy's going to be poshea. We're worried that if he's going to sell the old Torah, they're going to forget to buy a new Sefer Torah, and they're going to end up using the money for something else. That's where the new Torah has... our question, though, is when the new Torah has already been written and you plan on buying it like right away, it's right there. You just have to redeem it. You just need to pay the money for it. So that's our question. What's the din? We're not worried about pshiusa, about negligence of not actually ending up buying it. So Tashma Raya number 5. Domer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Meir. Ein mochren sefer Torah lilmot Torah v'lisa isha. The only valid excuse to sell a sefer Torah is to be able to pay tuition to learn Torah, or to be able to get married. Shmamina Torah b'Torah shapardami. So you see that if you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah to learn Torah, that you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah for another sefer Torah, because Torah could be transferred for Torah. So says Mar, no, that's not a good proof. Maybe you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah to learn Torah, because the very important concept, Shehalimud Mevi Lidei Maisa, learning Torah brings you to doing mitzvos. It's not just about the kedusha of the Torah, but it actually encourages you and promotes you to perform mitzvos. Ishanami, and when it comes to marrying a woman also, you have to get married. Lo sovra, l'sheves yitzara. Another important concept, the pasuk says, in Yeshayahu, lo sovra, God didn't create the world to be empty. Lo sheves yitzara, He created the world to be populated. Aval Torah b'Torah lo. But to sell the Sefer Torah, to buy another Sefer Torah, maybe that is not allowed at all. And therefore, of all these five rayos, none of them are a decent rayah. You don't have a good rayah at the end of the day. So main point number two, five rayos, whether it's mutter l'chadchila to sell the Sefer Torah in order to buy another Sefer Torah, and we don't know at the end of the day. All the rayos fail. Main point number three, only two things you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah for are learning Torah, because it's maybe l'day maisa, and to get married, since l'sheves yitzara, that's the whole purpose of creation of the world, is to populate the world. Good, so the Gemara goes on to tell us more about selling a Sefer Torah. Tana Rabban, we have a brisa, l'yim karadam Sefer Torah, afal pishen atzarech lo, person should not sell a Sefer Torah even though you don't need it, even if you have a whole bunch of Sefer Torah, like a lot of shuls have more Sefer Torah than they need, you're still not allowed to sell. Yes, okay, no, Rabban Shimon Gamliel, afilu ein lo mayochel, even if you have nothing what to eat, umachar Sefer Torah, and you sell a Sefer Torah, obito, or his daughter, umachar Sefer Torah, obito, he sells the Sefer Torah, or his daughter for a shivcha in order to be able to have food to eat, ain't a roa simon bracha liyolim. You're not going to see a simon bracha from that sale. Even though you're starving, and that's what caused you to sell your daughter or to sell your Sefer Torah. And notice how Gemara equates the two. That's how serious selling a Sefer Torah is. You're not going to see a simon bracha from that money. V'chein b'mosrehen. And the same is true with leftover money after you already sold it. So also you're not allowed to buy something that has leftover kedusha. If you already sold it and used the majority of the money to buy something that has more kedusha, still even the extra money you're not allowed to use for something that has less kedusha. That's only when they sold the kadosh object and they purchased something that had greater kedusha and they had money left over. That's where the Mishnah tells us that you're not allowed to buy just anything with that extra money. Aval gavu v'osiru muter. But if they collected money in order to buy a Sefer Torah, let's say they always have like a Sefer Torah writing campaign, the yeshiva is having, where you could donate $180 and purchase a letter or whatever. Let's say everyone buys, so they actually have more money than they need to buy the Sefer Torah. Well, then the extra money you're allowed to use for other things. Eisve Abaye asked the question, wait a second, Bamedvar Mamurim, where the Brisa says that what was the Mishnah talking about? Shalo Hisnu, if they didn't make a Tanai when they originally sold the Sefer Torah that they wanted to use the money for other things. Aval Hisnu, but if they originally made a Tanai when they sold it, Afilu Duchsus Yomuter, then you're even allowed to use the money to hire a duchsusya, which we'll see soon what that means. So hechidami, so says Abaye as follows, what's the case of the Braisa? If the Braisa is talking about a case where they sold something and they had extra money lying over, what difference does it make if they made it tonight? Why should that matter? All of the money, including anything that's left over after they bought the item that has more kedusha, should still have the kedusha of the first thing that they sold, and therefore should still be restricted just like the first thing that they sold. Elisha gavu v'osiru, so it must be not that they sold it and had more extra money, but that they took up a collection and had extra money. And still you see that it's necessary to make a tanai. Time of the hisnu, halo hisnu lo, it's only because they made a condition that it's going to be okay to use the extra money for other things. But had they not made a condition, even though it was through a collection that they got a lot of extra money, you're not allowed to use the money to do extra things. So don't you see, therefore, Rava, that you're wrong? So says Gemara Liyalam Shemacher Valsiru. No, Abaye, you misunderstood the Braisa. Case was, they sold it and they had extra funds left over. V'hachi kamar, and this is what the Braisa means to say. Bamed var mamurim. When is the Mishnah talking about that you're not allowed to use the extra funds? That's if it wasn't sold with the board of directors of the city in the presence of all the people of the city. But if it was sold by the board of directors of the city with the majority of the people of the city there, then you're even allowed to hire a duchsusya with it. So what in the world is a duchsusya? It's the only thing we haven't really discussed yet. So Abaye said to one of the rabbanon who was arranging the brises in front of Rav Sheshes, do you have any idea what this word duchsusya means? Amalei hachi amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, parasha demasa. A duchsusya is the guy who's the rider in the town. He would bring messages from one place to another, riding on a horse to bring letters from one place to another. Amar Abaye hilka chayt sobrim rabbanu d'shamalei milsav le'yada pirusha. So we see from here, if you have a Talmud Chacham who hears a word and he doesn't know what the word means, l'shayla kamei d'shchiyach kamei rabbanan, he should always ask people who are around rabbanan. People who are around rabbanan will hear just terminology that's being used. To lo efshar d'lashmiya le'min gavar rabba. When you're around great people, you just pick up on some of the language that they use and some of the words that they use, and you'll understand and you'll know what more words mean. So if you don't know what a word means, it's always a good idea to ask someone who has access to great Talmidei Chachamim. Good. Says Gemara Vayter now. Amar Rabbi Yochum Yishum Rameir. Bnei Yair Shalchu Liyar Acheres. People from one city that go to another city, Upasku Alei in Tzedakah, and while they were in the other city, the people from their town put a tax on them for Tzedakah. Nosin, they should give the taxes, Ukshem Bayan, but when they're ready to come home, they should get a refund for the taxes. Mavin Nosei Mahen, Umefarnasin Bayan Niye Iran. They should get a refund on the taxes and use that money to pay for the for poor, to give to poor people in their own city. So people from city A go to visit city B. While they're in city B, a tax for Aniyim is placed, so they do have to pay it, but before they leave, they get a refund on that tax, and they give it to Aniyim in their own city. Tanya and Amiyachi have a brisa just like this. Bnei Yair Shehalchu Liyar Acheres, people from one city go to another city, Upasku Alei in Tzedakah, and the people from that town tax them for Tzedakah. Nosin, they should give it. Ukshem Ban, Mavi Nosay Man. But when they come home, they should bring it back with them. V'yachid Shehalchu Liyar Acheres, Upasku Alei in Tzedakah. But an individual goes to another town, and they tax him for Tzedakah. Tinasin Laniyei Yosei Yir. That money should be given to the poor people of that town. That's if it's an individual that goes, not if it's a whole group that goes. Rav Huna Gazer Tanisa, Rav Huna once made a fast day. Alagabei Rav Chana Bar Chanilai v'kol b'nei Masei. Rav Chana Bar Chanilai and all the people of his town came to Rav Huna to fast. Roma Alay Tzedakah, and the people in Rav Huna's city made them pay a tax for tzedakah v'yahavu, and Rav Chana and all the other people gave the money. Kibol Lemesi, when they were going to go back home, Amrulay, so they said to Rav Huna, Nosulon Marvin Ezel, now it's time for you to give us back the money so we can go back home. V'nefarnes ba'aniyim masin, and let us give that money to the aniyim in our own town. Amrulahu, Rav Huna said to them, Tanina, we already learned in a brisa, b'med dvar mamurim, when do we say that you get your money back? B'she'ein sham chavarir. That's when there's no great Talmud Chacham involved in the community over there. Avli yeshem chavarir, but if there's a great Talmud Chacham in the city, tinasin chavarir. Then it goes to the great Talmud Chacham to give it out to whichever aniyim he wants to give it out to. He says, especially in this case, you should just leave the money with me, because all the poor people from your town come to collect money from me anyway. I'm the Gabbai Tzedakah, not just for my town, but for your town also. So it doesn't make sense to give you a refund on the money. What? So you can give it to the poor people in your town? Where do you think the poor people in your town come collecting anyway? They come to me anyway. Main point number four in Chav Zayinam and Aleph, a tzibur that goes to another city has to pay the tzedakah together, the tzedakah tax, in that new city, but they get to bring it back home with them when they leave, unless there's a chaver ir, there's a gadol in that city to leave it with, or unless it's an individual that's traveling in that tzibur, then also they don't have to pay that tax. Okay, so Bezer Shem will pick up at the Mishnah next time.